Jetson Kapa in his root text. I'm just going to read a few verses because from this we can understand Jetson Kapa's explanation of what the attainment of renunciation feels like, where we need to get to with this, at this stage, with this sequence of meditation. He says, attachment to the fulfillment of your own wishes, which is uncontrolled desire. Attachment to the fulfillment of your own wishes, uncontrolled desire, is the main cause of all your problems and suffering. And there is no method to abandon it without first developing renunciation. Thus you should apply great effort to develop and maintain pure renunciation. So principally within the three poisons in our mind, the three delusions, renunciation is opponent to attachment. Renunciation, by training in renunciation, it gives us an opportunity to reduce, eventually eliminate our uncontrolled desire or desirous attachment, because this actually is where our problems are coming from. So what happens? Jetson Kapa says, when through daily training you develop the spontaneous thoughts, I may die today and a precious human life is so rare, and you meditate on the truth of karma and the sufferings of the cycle of impure life, samsara, your attachment to worldly enjoyments will cease. So we can see through training in the meditations of the first two scopes, our attachment, gradually our attachment to worldly enjoyments will reduce and then cease. In this way, so now here it is, this is Jetson Kapa's description of what it feels like to accomplish this training, the measurement of having accomplished authentic renunciation. In this way, when uncontrolled desire for worldly enjoyments does not arise even for a moment, but a mind longing for liberation, nirvana, arises throughout the day and the night, at that time, pure renunciation is generated. So in reality, it's a mind longing for liberation. We're realizing that where we are now and where we're going to keep turning up, life after life after life, is samsara. It's somewhere we want to leave. We want to be liberated from samsara. So there's this longing for liberation. And we'll understand it a little later, just how, what liberation means and how it is specifically accomplished. At this point, what we're setting up is a motivation. We're putting some motive force behind our spiritual training. It's not just a mind wishing for, but a mind longing for liberation. So when that's arising, and it's with us all the time, never stops, then we're truly on the path. We have entered the path. General, we could say, the spiritual path. This is what keeps us going on the spiritual path. Well, cool. So then Jetson Kapa says, however, if this renunciation is not maintained by the compassionate mind of bodhicitta, it will not be a cause of the unsurpassed happiness of enlightenment. Therefore, you must apply effort to generate the precious mind of bodhicitta. So now we're getting a bit more specific about what our spiritual path is. Our spiritual path, of course, is the Mahayana path of Sutra and Tantra. What we, the direction we want to go in, not just liberation in the sense of being free from suffering for ourselves, but the happiness of full enlightenment, the happiness that we share with others. We cannot attain that happiness. We cannot attain the happiness of full enlightenment just by renunciation alone. We need another engine. We need to start up another engine, another motive force in our spiritual training. We need now to develop the bodhicitta, which is a mind longing for enlightenment, strongly wishing to attain enlightenment for oneself and for others. Principally, we can say, for the benefit of all living beings, without exception. So then Jessen Karpa, in two extraordinary verses, he explains to us how we can generate this mind of bodhicitta, a mind longing for full enlightenment, a longing to become a Buddha, so that just through my very being I can benefit spontaneously, naturally, all living beings through blessings and through emanations.